Was there ever sin in heaven? When considering multitudes upon multitudes of holy Bible scriptures, can we at all fit the sin in heaven or sin from heaven narrative into the story of life as we know it and as the Word of God describes? Or ever say, evil, unholy angels were or are in heaven? Do evil, sinning angels dwell in heaven in the very presence of the pure and perfect Most High? And did they ever? Do we run the risk of Jesus telling us, ye know not the scriptures? Mark 12:24. If we examine numerous verses and their context, does the overwhelming evidence begin to mount up in favor that heaven must and can only be portrayed as holy, world without end? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's Matthew 6:10. Notice, as it is in heaven, the perfect, undefiled heavenly recipe, if you will, is certainly what the Heavenly Father desires for us humans to live by, to live according to His Holy Spirit and not according to our sinful, lustful, selfish, carnal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Notice that the God of this world, who is the God of this world? And if he's the God of this world, was he ever the God up above? See, it doesn't make sense. Talking about Satan. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Notice, families. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? So in this passage, who has it been that has gone far from God and that have walked after vanity and become vain? Holy heavenly angels from above or mankind on earth? Notice that. The scripture said, what iniquity have your fathers found in me? You have to ask yourself the question. Were angels ever fathers? Did they have offspring? Let's continue on with Jeremiah. The priest said not, where is the Lord? This is Jeremiah 2, 8 and 9. And they that handle the law knew me not. Notice this. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. Notice this. This says pastors have transgressed against him, and prophets, and that the Almighty is going to plead with children's children. Where in this passage does it ever say anything about angels? It doesn't. That narrative does not fit. 1 Corinthians 16:33 and Psalms. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. In Psalms 96:13, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world in righteousness and the people with his troops. Psalms 98:9, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Notice, who's getting judged? Where is judgment happening? Does it happen in heaven? Again, where is God coming to judge? Does he have to judge heaven? And who is going to be judged? Angels or people? Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Oh, notice that. Unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Here's Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more. Why? Because for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. That's Luke 20:34-36. So can we see that men or people die? And according to Jesus in the resurrection, the accounted worthy redeemed people or saints won't die anymore, but will be like the angels, meaning the resurrected in Christ will be immortal like the heavenly angels. Dear reader, can we not see that earth has been full of evil because of Satan and they that have been deceived by him? People, time and time again throughout the Bible, man has been deceived, never an angel from heaven. Can you find it in the Bible? This very well could become a weekly study or podcast of sorts to flesh out the Holy Writ and glorify the God of heaven. Perhaps we ought to have that burning desire to become acquainted with our Maker, don't you think?